The Trans-Pacific Partnership was the major topic of discussion at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting in Kansas City this week, where leaders of six agricultural organizations sat on a panel to talk about why the agreement is good for farmers and ranchers. Wade Cowan of Texas is president of the American Soybean Association.
None of us are scared of competing in the world market. And you can call it arrogant, you can call it whatever. We all think that we're the best, most efficient producers on earth. And now we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. So my deal is bring them on.
National Pork Producers President-elect John Weber of Iowa says they support the TPP as it is now and as what it could be in the future.
At some point, other nations will become part of the deal. Indonesia, the Philippines, South Korea, and Taiwan and Thailand already have expressed interest in joining TPP. Pork producers across the country will do whatever it takes to get TPP passed by Congress and implemented.
For National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling, one of the most significant aspects of the TPP is that it addresses biotechnology issues.
An agreement like this opens the door a little bit further to have some more communication and more talks to get those traits out there, because the American farmers are asking for it. Farmers in other countries are asking for new traits and biotech. We know that our product is safe. We need other countries to understand that the product is safe, and we need to feed a growing world. We got to have the product out there.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association past president Bob McCann says increased exports have already done wonders for cattle producers to help stabilize the domestic market.
So we just look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership as continued increased enhancements for that market going forward. And when you take the tariffs off and reduce the tariffs that we're getting done here, it's just that much more cream on top of the pie.
Alan Tiemann is a Nebraska corn and soybean farmer who serves as chairman of the U.S. Grains Council.
We are excited to see the benefits of TPP come alive, from changing the game in Japanese agriculture, deepening our long-term relationships with our buyers there, and giving us new competitive advantage in Vietnam, the fastest-growing feed grain market in the world.
And Brett Blankenship, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says the drawbacks of not passing TPP are as important to consider as the benefits of passage.
We need to build demand however we can and wherever we can. As far as wheat goes, wheat trades very well in the region now. But if we don't get this agreement, we're at a tremendous disadvantage by other bilateral agreements that take effect. So wheat will be fighting the whole way to get this passed.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.